I take the promised Holy Ghost. The blessed power of Pentecost to fill me to the uttermost. I take. Thank God he undertakes for me. And the people of God said, Amen. Be seated, please. I continually read through the Bible, and the other morning in reading again this first chapter of the book of Matthew, turn to it in your Bibles, the first chapter of Matthew, I saw for the first time the first messenger from God and by God the Father concerning the gospel was made here to Joseph. You'll find that as you look down the page, and you'll find that the birth of Jesus Christ, verse 18, Matthew 1, was in this wise. And Joseph, being a just man and not willing to make her public example, was minded to put away privily. But the Lord sent his angel, who appeared unto him in a dream, saying, Joseph, thou son of David, fear not to take unto thee Mary, thy wife, for that which is conceived of her is of the Holy Ghost. And she shall bring forth a son, and thou shalt call his name Jesus, Savior. I will call his name Jesus. And then we come down and we have the comment of the prophet Isaiah, and he prophesied, they shall call his name Emmanuel. And then we read that when the child was born, that Joseph called his name, Jesus. Jesus, he is, for he became flesh and dwelt among us. But who did he remain? He remained to be very God, or very God, for they shall call his name Emmanuel, which being interpreted is God with us. So the gospel, which was presented by God to Joseph, was the gospel of the incarnation, that Emmanuel, God, would be with us. But how would he be with us? He would leave off the glorious robes of his deity, and he would take upon himself human flesh and human bones and human blood and become Emmanuel, God with us. And Joseph obeyed the word of God. And I'm sure as Joseph saw Christ leave childhood and become a youth and pass through a teenager era of his life and then become the great preacher, revealing himself to be God manifest in the flesh, I'm sure Joseph remembered that dream. What a dream it was. The dream that this child would be the long expected and prophesied prophet that would come and the Savior of the whole world. What is the gospel? The gospel is the good news that the damning power of sin in the life of sinners can be broken and can be cleansed away. And the people who were bound by its chains will be set free. Free indeed. For whom the Lord has set free. They are free indeed. We have here God the Father giving his own account of the incarnation of his Son, his co-equal Son, God of God, light of light, very God of very God. What a message for a world filled with sin, filled with wickedness, filled with the power of the flesh and the powers of hell. But this was the gospel that came in the person of our Savior and of our Lord. My God, my Creator, the heavens did bow to ransomed offenders and stooped very low. The body prepared by the Father assumes, and on the kind errand most joyfully comes. Oh, wonder of wonders! Astonished I gaze to see in the manger the Ancient of Days, the heavens proclaiming the stranger forlorn, and telling the shepherds that Jesus is born. Jesus, he shall save his people from their sins. For thousands of sinners, the Lord bowed his head. For thousands of sinners, he groaned and he bled. My spirit rejoices. The work is all done. My soul is redeemed. Salvation is won. Hallelujah. What a Savior and what a friend is Jesus. Now if you look at this scripture, you will notice first of all that Christ comes into the picture as a prophetic person. And Joseph is reminded that the apostle, that the prophet Isaiah said he's going to come, but it's going to be a special advent. He's going to be specially named as Emmanuel. What does that mean? That means God with us. God could not be with those who were sinners, condemned and unclean. For the righteous God doesn't have fellowship with sinful men. But in the gospel, the message of salvation comes that changes the sinner, that transforms the sinner. And Christ is born, but thank God, the sinners are born again. Why? Because Christ came. Living, He loved me. Dying, He saved me. Buried, He carried my sins far away. Rising, He justified freely forever. And one day, He's coming. Oh, glorious day. Christ came from the bosom of His Father. That's incomprehensible to the human mind. He surpassed all the glories in the Godhead from an eternal enjoyment of absolute and uninterrupted bliss and pleasure in order to obey the Father's will, and came from the heaven of heavens, from commanding the legions of cherubim and seraphim to a humble home. And not really to a humble home, but in the first instance to the manger and to the cow house of the pilgrimage hostel in Benjamin. He laid aside the scepter of His splendor. He emptied Himself. He was made of no reputation. He took upon Him the chains and the binding of a sinner, because He was bound with His elect's sin. My sin was transferred to Him. Imagine the Holy God incarnating Himself and coming and taking our sins and our sorrows and making them His very own and carrying that burden to Calvary and suffering and dying alone. Oh, the wonder of it. It's very easy to speak about it, but it was the hardest thing that the omnipotent God had to do. To say goodbye to heaven, to say goodbye to the sinless, spotless heaven of heavens, for one who was sinless and spotless Himself, to take upon Himself the sins of His people, and to go to the judgment, and in the judgment to take their pains and taste the depths of the cup of hell they must drink, because the soul that sinneth, it shall die. Was it any wonder that creation groaned when Jesus died? Was it any wonder that the hills were broken with the earthquake? Was it any wonder that the graves were pushed up and dead bodies arose of the saints and after His resurrection went into the new city of God? This was a miracle of miracles. And one day, as a sinner, I lay in my tomb, the tomb of my sin. I deserved nothing but hell and darkness and damnation. And then Jesus came and He stopped at my tomb and He called me by His name, "Come forth." And I came forth like Lazarus of old, and the old passed away and all things became new. I'm 84 years almost on the road of this world. I've seen many things. I've been in many places. I've also said many things and said them loudly and as hard as I could. But thank God, I'm 84 years nearer the heaven of heavens. Why? Because Jesus was called Jesus. What does it mean? What does that name, Jesus, mean? It means Savior. He shall save His people, not in their sins, but thank God, from their sins. My sin, oh, the bliss of this glorious thought. My sin, not in part, but the whole, was nailed to the cross. I bear it no more. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. I bear it no more. Blessed be His name. You're in this service this night, and some of you still have your sins. They're tied into your very soul. You were born in sin and shapen in iniquity. You've heard the gospel for years and you've said no to the pleading of the blessed Son of God. But I have news for you. He hasn't left your door. He's still at the door. Behold, I stand at the door and knock. If any man hear my voice and open the door, I will come in and sup with him, and he with me. Now, who is this wonderful person? The Bible tells me he was a high priest who was holy, harmless, undefiled, and was separated from sinners. But He was made higher than the heavens. Why? Because He did the Father's will and came to seek and to save those that were lost. Emmanuel, He is God Himself. You remember when Moses came out from God's presence, he had to wrap up his shining face, or the people would have been blinded with the eternal glory of God. The glory of God in the face of Jesus Christ. Accept, dear Lord, my highest praise. My heart and voice I raise with Thee heirloom. We hope to dwell and ever sing Emmanuel. God with us. He came to where we were. Where were we? On the road to hell. He came when we were in sin, headed for eternal destruction. He came seeking to save that which was lost. And everything a poor sinner needs, Jesus can supply him with. Are you worried? He can take away your worries. Are you stained with sin? He can take away every stain. Are you tired of the darkness? He can be eternal light. His blood has made 10,000 clean. His blood avails for me. Oh, come, dear sinner friend, and wash in the blood of the Lamb, and you'll be made whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. Whiter than the snow. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. But please notice, secondly, that he's not only a prophetic person, but he is something more than that. He is a pardoning priest. Jesus is called Jesus because Jesus means Savior. The priest, the great high priest, had every year to part the curtain to divide up the holy place of the Mosaic tent or tabernacle from the holiest of all. And he had to go in there not carrying gold or silver or precious stones, but bringing the blood. And every year he sprinkled it upon the wonderful mercy seat and the Ark of the Covenant. And immediately that happened, he stood down and he walked out again, and something happened. Bells started to ring, because around the border of the priest's clothing were bells. And the psalmist said, blessed is he that heareth the joyful sound. It was one day in my life I heard that joyful sound. It was one day in my life my sins disappeared. And you can go looking for them, but you'll never find them. For God has buried them in the depths of the sea of divine forgetfulness. And no one can ever fish up the cleansed sins of sinners who have come and put their trust in Christ. His blood can make 10,000 clean. His blood avails for me. Oh, what a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Jesus. What a wonderful Savior is Jesus, my Lord. All that poor sinners need, he can give to every sinner that comes. Come to the Savior. Make no delay. Here in his word, he shows us his way. Here in our midst, he's standing today, tenderly saying, come. But he's the potentate of heaven. He's the King. He's God with us. He's not a far away God. He's a God as near as he can be. And he says, I will not leave thee comfortless. I will come unto you. You know what the blood bought? The blood bought for you the sweet and blessed Holy Spirit. Oh, what a wonderful thing to possess the Spirit. A man said to me, how do you know, Mr. Paisley, and how are you so cocksure about it? How do you know? And I put my hand into my waistcoat and I did that. I said, I have private, hidden information. He says, what do you mean? I said, the Spirit answers to the blood that I am born of God. And that's a voice that the devil can't put out. That's a voice that will ring through all eternity. And when I'm celebrating in the city four square, I'll still have that voice. You say, how do you know? Because Jesus told me. And he said, I'm going to send you another Spirit which will abide with you forever. Forever. No darkness. No sadness. No hell. No judgment. No damnation. Saved by the blood of the Lamb. My happy soul is free. For the Lord hath pardoned me. Hallelujah to his blessed name. I do believe it. I do believe it. I'm saved by the blood of the Lamb. I would pray, dear sinner, that tonight you do not leave this preaching house until you have that blessed assurance that Jesus is mine. There's nothing like that. The world can't give you that. You can enjoy all the prospects of the world and you'll be miserable. You know, I'm glad I'm not rich, because riches only bring sadness and sorrows. And I read the newspapers and I see these men, and they're all very rich, but they want to be richer. Why? Because they're not satisfied. There's no satisfaction in the riches of this world. They'll all fade. The best polished gold will crumble. The best untarnished silver will one day be tarnished. But thank God, Jesus never he fails. Heaven and earth may pass away, but Jesus never fails. Wouldn't it be a good thing for you tonight, dear sinner friend, to put out a hand to the nail-pierced hand of Christ and say, Lord, take me. I have rejected you. I have said no to you. I'm nearer to a lost eternity than ever I'll be. Oh, God, have mercy upon my soul. God, be merciful to me, the sinner. You know what will happen? He will be merciful. And he'll come. And he'll receive you to himself, that where he is, there you may be with him. Only trust him. Only trust him. Only trust him now. He will save you. Hallelujah. He will save you now. Amen. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank thee for the wonder of it all. We thank thee for that day, Father, you sent the angel to tell Joseph. To tell Joseph that your son would be born of the Virgin, and that he would be the Savior from sin. Lord Jesus, you came, and living you loved me, and dying you saved me, and buried you carried my sins far away, and rising you justified freely forever, and one day you're coming, oh glorious day. Lord, bring the sinners in tonight. Revive those of us who are already saved, and grant that we'll know the full meaning of that word, that Christ is Emmanuel, God with us. And the people of God said, Amen and Amen.